Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator of Divorce Girl Smiling, a website, a podcast, and a soon-to-be app to empower, connect, and inspire you. So what does that mean? Today, that means figuring out 8 reasons why your ex is angry and hateful towards you. So I hope your ex doesn't hate you too much, but I remember at the beginning of my divorce, I felt some really, really negative vibes, and it was terrible. And I used to be like, why does he hate me? And it's hard to understand how somebody who was so once loving and kind and caring, and you made babies with the person, is just now just hates you. And it's not like I cheated and, you know, we were getting divorced because of that. We both wanted the divorce. So it was a very strange and hard thing to deal with. And I think that if I would have understood where the hatred was stemming from, it might have been easier to not accept it, but just be more understanding and patient and just sort of waiting to get through it. So let me start with the first one. I'm going to list 8 reasons why your ex might be angry and hateful towards you. So here we go. Number 1 is stress and fear. So separation, the divorce process, a huge change of life, those are all very, very stressful situations. And stress, as we all know, causes a lot of fear. Fear of the future, fear of the unknown, fear of finances, fear of how are my kids going to end up? And so, you know, fear of being alone. So when people have anxiety and fear, it turns to anger and meanness, because who better to take out their anger and hate on than you, the person who caused all of this, which may or may not be the case, but you did this to them because you're in the divorce too. And so that's where that stems from. Okay, number 2 is guilt. So people who are angry could, not everybody, but some have a sense of guilt. So let's say a man leaves his wife for another woman, and at first he's really, really nice about it and feels terrible and says, I'm going to give you whatever you want in the divorce. And then time goes by and the wife hires an attorney and starts defending herself in litigation. And now 3 months have gone by and it's costing him much more than he thought. And, you know, he never expected this because he was so checked out so long ago, if he was cheating, that he wasn't thinking of his wife. So now he decides to hate her, become angry with her. Why is she holding on so long? Why is she taking all my money in court? And so basically he transfers his guilt to hating her. And by the way, I'm not saying this is just men that do this to women. I see women doing it to men all the time. So I'm sorry for the gender discrimination. Okay, number 3 is self-hate. That can cause anger and hate towards a soon-to-be ex-spouse. So I personally find that if people hate themselves for whatever reason and they lack self-awareness, it's easy to transfer that hate they have for themselves to their ex. So in other words, maybe, you know, he or she is not happy with themselves, and they're pretty much, you know, it's much easier to transfer that hate to your spouse if you're an unhealthy person with no self-awareness than it is to acknowledge it and say, you know what, I don't really like myself. Okay, that's number 3. Number 4, his new girlfriend or wife or her new boyfriend or husband. So a couple things go on with this. A new party enters the scenario, and now that person has an opinion. So that person could actually end up hating you just as much, if not more, because all he or she is doing is listening to what a jerk you are from their new partner. So that could be, you know, a big cause of hate too. And also the new girlfriend or the new boyfriend might have a terrible relationship with their spouse. And so your spouse is kind of taking the lead, thinking that all relationships should be this way. And, you know, that could be the reason too. So before I get to number five, I just want to mention a couple people that have been really supportive with Divorce Girl Smiling. They're my partners. The first one I want to mention is Leslie Glazer, who is a real estate agent for At Properties, and she's also a certified divorce real estate specialist, which is a certification that not a lot of real estate agents have. I think she's the only one I know. And she's taken so many courses and certifications to become specialized in helping people sell their homes or buy a new home while they're going through divorce. And I have to say, I hired Leslie last summer when I sold my old house and bought my new place. And I have to say, she could not have been any better. So I just really want to thank her. And if you need a real estate agent in the Chicagoland area, please give Leslie a call. She's awesome. Okay, I'm going to go on to number five. So addiction issues or mental illness, that is another cause of why he's angry or hateful towards you. And what is important to realize when it comes to addiction or mental illness is that these are areas that you have to say to yourself, I have no control over this. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an addiction counselor. I'm not a psychiatrist. Your ex has to get help from a professional, and you need to take a big step back, because addicts blame everyone else for their problems. And there's nothing you can do about it. So that's that. Okay, number six, hurt and pain. So people tend to cover up intense pain and hurt with anger and hate, which is heartbreaking, because what happens is the anger and hate are the protective shields over the wounds that aren't healing. And it makes me so sad, because if they would go to a therapist or tell a friend or even acknowledge it to themselves that they're actually not angry, they're in pain, they're hurt, and find a way to channel that pain, it would be better for them, better for their soon-to-be ex, and much, much, much better for the kids. So that's another reason. Okay, number seven is unhappiness. So this isn't just for divorce, but if you ever know anyone who's unhappy, if you think about it, they don't want anybody else to be happy, especially their ex. So if someone's unhappy, they're just pissed at the world. And in your eyes, that you don't deserve to be happy because you ruined their life. So unhappy people who just play the victim really bug me. And instead of focusing on being angry, they should focus on how to become happy again. And then number eight, the last reason somebody could be hateful or angry towards a spouse and soon-to-be ex-spouse is that being amicable seems foreign to a lot of people getting divorced. Because if you think about, most divorce stories are so ugly that we tend to think like, well, you're getting divorced, you should be pissed at the person. And I understand that at the beginning, but it is possible to be amicable, and only you can decide if that's right for you. So here's the good news in closing. There are so many couples who are able to let go of anger and hate after a time, including myself. I am very good friends with my ex, and it's so refreshing, and it's really, really great for the kids. And how did we get there? We both let go of our anger, and it took a really long time, but when there's no anger, there's an opportunity to be friends. Two things in letting go of anger. Okay, so one is to remember that you have no control over your ex's journey, just your own. You can try talking to your spouse, apologizing for your role in the divorce, but that's pretty much all you can do. That person has to decide to let it go. And the second thing is, I often hear women who say, you know, I don't want to be this angry, bitter woman, but I don't know how to not be angry anymore because he did this and he did this and he's still doing this. And my answer is, stop looking back, stop using the word him in your sentences, and focus on your own life and your own road ahead to what you want moving forward. And the more that you fill your life with these good, positive feelings, the less room you have for these negative, you push out these feelings of negativity and hate that are just bad for everyone. So I understand if you're angry, but just some things to think about. And I hope you enjoyed this. Before I sign off, I want to mention someone else. I want to mention Andrea Javer, who is a divorce coach that recently became a partner of Divorce Girl Smiling. And I have to tell you, she is just so full of energy. And I love her writing. I love her advice. And I think she's worth checking out. She does FaceTimes all over the country. And she's just an amazing person and also personally divorced. So that helps too. And then the last person I want to mention is Jeremy Woods, who is a Divorce Girl Smiling partner. He's a mortgage banker and he's been in business for 15 years. He's a divorced dad. He's a great guy and he's really, really good at what he does. So Jeremy Woods, Andrea Javer, Leslie Glazer, love them all. And that's about it. Thank you so much for tuning into this. If you want to learn more, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com. And I'm really, really looking forward to launching the app and just doing more and more I can to help you get through this and enjoy life. So take care and we'll talk again soon.